I've excused him. He had a his high school football coach passed away back in Mississippi that he was very very close to. So I've excused him to these next couple of days to go in and be a part of that. So you won't see Fletcher at practice. Other than that, go ahead.
Who else won't be at practice?
Excuse me?
Who else won't practice today?
He's the only one. Obviously the ones that are on our or that are out, you know, those guys.
Michael
Michael Kendricks should practice today, get some reps, yes. Jalen should be out there today as well, yes.
How's the receivers kind of jockeying for roster spots? Has anyone stood out in terms of their playing with special teams?
Yeah, I mean, you know, well, speaking offensively first, I mean, Paul Turner has really kind of caught our eye here the last couple of weeks, and is doing a nice job there. And then, you know, these young guys getting reps late in the game. You know, Paul's one that's stepping up. Caleb Jones is stepping up. Xavier Rush is doing a good job. I mean, there's some David Watford. There's some guys, some young guys that are vying for not only roster spots but the, you know, special teams, and they're doing a good job. But you know, as you know, this week will be a little bit more limited for them going forward.
How about the veterans in that respect? Any of those guys standing out?
Well, I tell you, well, you know, Kenyon has done a great job the last 2 weeks. Actually, returning punts has done an outstanding job. And it goes without saying. I mean, Chris Maragos is a top special teams performer, and you know, Brian Brayman, and those guys are doing an outstanding job. And you know, we're looking at a lot of players right now. But when we get to the regular season, I expect. I expect those two to be the core leaders.
Well, I mean, more in terms of like the receivers, the veteran receivers.
Oh, the veteran guys. You know, there's not a bunch of the top guys, top performers aren't getting many reps right now at that position. You know, so it's a little bit hard. I know once we get to the regular season and we trim the roster down to the 53, those guys will have a bigger impact. But right now, it's just a matter of just, you know, kind of getting a rep here or there.
What's the latest with Joe Walker and
excuse me, say, oh, start again?
What's the latest with Joe Walker and what's the plan at the backup linebacker?
Well, right now with Joe Walker, as you know, he does have the ACL, and then he's going to be missed for the season. Linebacker spot, you know, especially in the middle. I mean, right now Don Cherry's on the roster, and he gets to fill that spot, and you know, that's where we're at.
Do you feel you need a veteran there, or someone with a little more experience at Don Cherry?
Yeah, I mean, you know, yeah, I think we're going to continue to look at that. Obviously, that's been a spot that we've looked at all off season and also in training camp. But I know Howie and his team are you know, out there looking, and with the loss now to Joe, obviously something's going to have to be done.
Bringing in players like Doriel Green Beckham and some of the other risks that you took in the draft, do you feel like you have to create your culture first before you can bring those guys into the fold? Or do you feel like the culture here is good enough that those guys will be accepted and mentored and brought along?
Yeah, you know, one thing with that, I mean, you have to have I have to have trust in myself and my staff that culture is going to be how I want it to be done. And then the veteran leadership on the football team, they have to embrace it. And I feel strong about the culture of the football team and the direction in which they're going. I mean, I think that someone like Green Beckham coming in here, one, it's a second chance for him to kind of prove himself. We know the type of athlete that he is, and you know, someone that hopefully down the road can help us. But I feel comfortable with the atmosphere of the football team, the culture of the football team, the leadership of the football team, and then ultimately the coaching staff is where it lies.
You've talked before about some of the things that you followed Andy in terms of the training camp schedule and stuff like that. Would you agree that this is a little different than what he had done originally when he was in Philly in terms of, you know, not taking many chances on guys that have character issues because he wanted to first establish his culture?
Yeah, you know, and I was a player, of course, way back then, and I know, I mean, just that as a player, I know that first year he you know, a lot of players were gone after that first year, and he was trying to bring the players in that he wanted. A lot of these players on this football team he drafted, and so, you know, I lean on those guys because they know the culture, they know what to expect, you know, going forward.
How's a guy like Aaron Grimes, I mean, with his shoulder and injury, if you were to miss the rest of the preseason, do you feel like you've had enough of an evaluation on him as far as like going forward with that?
Yeah, you know, he's played well in the preseason. Gosh, he was playing great the other night, and it's unfortunate his injury. But you know, he was in that competition. There's a lot of good competition at that corner spot, and you know, it is unfortunate, but he has put himself in a nice little spot that you know, now we can evaluate the other young players there, C.J. Smith, for instance, and take a look at him and just see where he's at and make decisions going forward. But Aaron has definitely done both, not only defensively but special teams as well, in that regard.
How is Jordan Matthews coming along? Is there a chance that he'll be able to play this week?
Yeah, he's day-to-day. You know, he's still being evaluated. Would love to hopefully get him out here, you know, this week. We just got to see, but I'm not going to rush him. You know, I'm not going to push him to get back out here. I want to make sure he's 100% before he hits the field.
Do you still expect him to be ready by the start of the season?
I do expect him to be ready. He's on track. He's doing his recovery and rehab is doing well, and I do expect him opening day.
What for Carson Wentz of responsibilities are you giving Sam Bradford pre-snap?
Pre-snap? Well, in practice, we give him. It's not every play, but there are certain plays that we give him the opportunity to change or to change a route or change a protection, whatever he feels necessary at the time. Games, we try not to show a bunch of things on film that way, you know, to our opponents. But we give our quarterbacks, all the quarterbacks, really the freedom to make adjustments where necessary, and it's stuff that we coach up out here in practice and stuff we've done in the past, you know, give them tools to give us the best chance on any play.
What's the play for example of that, the first play of the second quarter, the shot to Aguilar?
The high catch that Nelson had?
No, it was the first play of the second quarter. He checked at the line and then he hit.
I'm drawing a blank on the play.
Was
it the around that we hit Stelic? That one? Listen, I've seen so many football plays right now. Somebody's phone is ringing, by the way.
Now, how about Siumalu? Are you happy enough with his play to put him out there against Saturday night in the starting role?
Yeah, Isaac's, you know, I said last week, Isaac's really put himself in a good position to help us offensively and felt like he's getting better with every snap and with every rep. You know, wasn't perfect by no means, but at the same time, he's done an outstanding job along with Allen. Allen, I thought, had a great game at right tackle as well. He really settled into the role and try to keep that same combination going this week.
Is Carson Wentz still progressing? He's still
day to day. Yeah, day to day. We're gonna test him a little bit today. You know, just throwing a little bit, but you know, again, it's one that I'm not going to rush back. I know that injury can be a little discomforting, but at the same time, want to see where he's at.
Still shooting for the last preseason game.
Still trying to get him ready for that game. Yes.
To clarify on Matthews, if he doesn't play in his third preseason game, will you definitely hold him out of the fourth preseason game, like all the starters typically do? Or
usually, yeah. A guy like Jordan, if he doesn't go this week, then I would just say, hey, let's just get you ready for Cleveland.
What happened with Wendell Small? Just a setback from.
No, it wasn't a setback. You know, we were on schedule to get him out here last week in practice, and in those situations where, you know, as runners, he felt like he was fine to go, but he couldn't hit that fifth gear, so to speak, and that was where the tug was at, and so we said, listen, we'll give you some more time to rest. You know, got through the game, got through yesterday, day off, treatment again, and we're hoping that a few reps today and kind of ease him back this week, that he would be, you know, a day-to-day situation, day-to-day player for us, and expected to maybe give us a few reps next Saturday.
How big of a challenge is it to get the five starting offensive linemen on the same page in a shorter amount of time, obviously, than they would have had if they were together all year?
Well, I tell you, the one thing, to answer the question, it can be a challenge, you know, with new bodies. The one thing that, you know, Coach Stout did is we left a lot of the terminology the same for those guys from carryover from, you know, from last year and the year before. So there's the terms for those veteran guys are all the same. So the blocking is the same. Just mixing a guy like Isaac in the mix now, just getting him caught up. But he's such a smart guy that it's, you know, it's really second nature for him. But that for them to have a full game, a full half of football, and then get more work this week will be even better now going into the start of the season.
Is Ziamalu the starter going forward, or do you want to see Wisniewski for the first time?
Well, I'll tell you, you know, Wisniewski's had a good camp also, and you know, I'm not gonna crown him the starter at this point, but at the same time, he hasn't done anything to not be the starter. Wiz has done a great job to not only get some time, but also be a quality backup.
Doug, how much concern is there in this offense over a lack of playmakers? You know, you had a 15-play drive for a touchdown in the Steelers game, but it takes those sort of drives in order to score, as opposed to, you know, the quick strike, having the guys to stretch the field.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you look at would you love to have a 4-play drive and score? Yeah. Would you like to have a 17 or 18-play drive and score? Yeah. Ultimately, you like to score and score points, and I don't necessarily care how we score, as long as we do score. But you know, you also saw Nelson make a couple great catches. Selleck had some catches. We missed on a couple more penalties. Obviously, hurt us in that football game. It kept us from some of those big gains to Darren, and you know, kept us from having some explosive gains. So there's a lot more to it than just having guys that can stretch the field, and I think scheme can also be a part of what we do offensively and utilizing our personnel to our advantage to create those matchups on defense. So ultimately, we want to score, and bottom line is putting our guys in good positions to do that.
Has Sturgis been cleared yet, and does Countess have a concussion?
They're day-to-day, and they're both in the protocol.
They won't be on the day, obviously.
No.
Take two more guys.
I know on Tuesday you had mentioned that it seemed like you were leaning more towards not playing Green Beckham. What was it that went into your decision to play him on Thursday?
Well, I first of all, I wanted to, you know, initially I said he wasn't going to play, and then I wanted to get with him and have Greg Lewis meet with him when we were there in Pittsburgh and just see what he was comfortable taking on and teach him a couple of routes, and then just, you know, felt comfortable putting him in the game. You know, it's preseason, and you know, I wanted to see him out there. I felt like putting him in with Chase as well. Chase could get him lined up if he needed to, and teach him from the huddle some things. But kept it very small. I think he had two route combinations, was about all we gave him, and a couple of runs. So just wanted to see him on tape and see him move around.
You want to see Turner in with the ones against Indianapolis. You know, in a situation where he's against the best defenders and working with Sam.
Yeah, I mean, he's definitely, like I said earlier, he's caught our attention, you know, and I think he's definitely a slot receiver. But, you know, also I want to see Huff in there a little bit, you know. If it comes up and we get the opportunity, I'd love to see him against, you know, quality competition, starters, and just see what he can do. I mean, he's made some plays the last couple of games. He made two really big catches the other night, so now going forward, I just got to see with the numbers if we have the opportunity to put him in those situations. All right, thanks guys.